This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, absolutely wonderful Thursday. We're going to touch really quickly on immigration. I don't want to spend too long on it. Some NASCAR driver got suspended for, and I quote, using a gay voice. Not even kidding. We'll get to emails and other things. I want to touch on this really, really quickly, because there's a couple different headlines back to back here. Zohran Mamdani's wife, you know, New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani. Here's a headline from the Free Beacon. Zohran Mamdani's wife celebrated Palestinian terrorists, including plane hijacker, in social media posts from early adulthood. All right. Zohran Mamdani is married to a terrorist sympathizer. Her name is Rama Duwaji. What a shock. Anyway, here's another headline. School restricts lunch for all students during Ramadan. Now, this was in Canada, which is kind of barely a country anymore, but some students weren't allowed to eat lunch because it might have tempted some Muslim kids. And so these headlines, what happens is they come out, and we look at the headline, and we're outraged. How can this be? How can this be? This shouldn't be. And that's good. I'm glad you're mad about that. I'm mad about that. It's not the way it should be. But it is really, really, really important that we go back to the source of all these problems. The source of all these problems is immigration. Immigration is the source of all these problems, and if I can take it a step further, not illegal immigration. Yes, illegal immigration is terrible in every way, should be completely wiped out. Got it. I got it. You got it. It is legal immigration that has transformed so many Western civilizations into places where Zohran Mamdani can get elected mayor of New York City. Where students are not able to eat their lunch out of respect for Ramadan. It doesn't do any good to get mad when the results come out. The point is, the bad blood work you got at your doctor's office was the result of months of bad eating and sitting around. And you can yell and scream about the results, and this is an outrage. But the only benefit is when you understand and accept what caused it and vow to change it in the future. Legal immigration is a disaster for Western civilization and should be completely paused for years and years and years and years and years. And maybe you think that is wrong or crazy. Well, I'm sure you learned in school. You know what? It's a virtual guarantee what I'm about to say. I guarantee you, you learned in school, you read it in your history textbooks, and your history teachers told you about all that immigration we got through Ellis Island at one point. Didn't you learn about that? Of course. The Irish came in, and the Italians came in, and the Jews came in. But I'm sure you learned about Ellis Island, and I'm sure it was talked about as if it was the most wonderful thing in the world, and America threw open its doors. Give me your tired, your poor, your wretched masses. You learned that it was wonderful, didn't you? You learned about that. You know what you didn't learn? I bet my left arm on it. I bet you didn't learn that after that time, this was not a long period in American history, and after that time, America slammed the door shut and threw a lock on it for decades and said, no more immigration. None. This was way too much. This was way too disruptive. Nope. No more. America's closed for a long time. I think it was 40 years. Might not be quite 40 years. For a long time, America said, beep, done, closed. That's a very normal thing for a country to do. And again, build the wall. I'm all about it. Build that sucker 200 feet high. Put a moat down there with alligators. Sounds good. I'm all about deportation of every person here illegally. Man, women, and children. Round every one of them up and throw them out of here. Sounds good. Mass migration. Mass immigration into a country does not magically become wonderful because dirtball politicians determine that it is legal. Our legal immigration system is a disaster. And the reason I'm so loud and emphatic about this is because you've moved the GOP, you have, and I have, we've moved them enough to now at least most of them will loudly complain about illegal immigration. But to this day, even some of our most, quote, hardcore Republicans will say, illegal immigration's bad, but legal immigration's great. I love legal immigration. Just give me everybody. Hold on. All right, let me write something down on this piece of paper. All right, hang on. Let me take it around to my friends. Hey, will you vote for this? Okay, look, enough of my friends voted for it. Now I have a piece of paper, and it's going to make all those people from Haiti legal.
They're just as American as you and me.
Sounds great. Now you wake up, there's the Muslim call to prayer in New York City. Now children have to starve at lunchtime because it's Ramadan. Now, I just saw a story, I think it was out of New Jersey. Somebody chopped the head off of a baby goat in a sacrifice ceremony. I wonder what Baptist church he went to. This is a result of immigration. Stop it all. All right, let's do this. Jesse, the war in Iran, this Iran war or military operation, whatever you call it, seems to be really splitting the America First movement into two factions, maybe even more. You always talk about coalitions that help win elections. I'm not sure Republicans are going to be able to win any elections with this much disunity. I hate seeing it. What do you see? What do you think? Okay, well, first, online isn't real life. Let's remember that. Let's remember, I've already played for you during the show the bad numbers we have with independents when it comes to cost of living, things like that. Let's remember the actual numbers of, we're talking hardcore MAGA Republicans, three-time Trump voters. You log into Facebook or Twitter or whatever you do, and you see all this fighting about the whole thing. But numbers-wise, it's pretty solid.
And GOP on U.S. military action in Iran. Look at this. In MAGA, it's 90% approval. It's 90% approval, just 5% disapproval. If you disapprove of the job that Donald Trump is doing, the U.S. military action in Iran, and you're a member of the GOP, look at this. It's your non-MAGA. You're not MAGA. It's 36% there, 54% approve. But the majority of Republicans approve of the job that the U.S. military action is in Iran, and the majority of MAGA, which is the majority of the GOP, very much approve, 90%. Very little split in Donald Trump's base. Those who disapprove in the GOP, simply put, they ain't MAGA.
Okay. So the hardcore Trump base is not that split. And by the way, even ones who may be about, I love that we're doing in Iran, I hate what we're doing, even the ones that may be split, the election's held tomorrow, they're going out and they're voting for Donald Trump. They're going out and voting for Donald, whatever side of this whole thing you're on, they're going out, they're voting for Donald Trump. This disunity that people, they get scared when they see disunity, like that email. It makes you nervous. And I understand that. Hey, are we so divided that we're going to lose elections and things like that? That's an understandable paranoia. However, it's good to be able to argue amongst ourselves as a party. The communists are never allowed to do this. The communists are forced into one rigid way of thinking, and anyone else is purged from the party. that you can get together with five other of your hardcore Republican friends, and one of you says, bomb Iran to hell and back. I hope we should send in the ground troops. And you say we should never have gone over there at all. And you're arguing and yelling. That's a good thing. That is a good thing. We can have these discussions like adults. And by the way, be very wary of the friend who says you can't. No, you have to think about it like me. That's stupid. No, you can have an opinion on it. The hardcores are still right where they've always been. The problem is you don't win national elections with your hardcores. The left doesn't and the right doesn't. The normies who go whichever way the wind blows, the independents, it's well known in politics, they decide who wins nationally. They decide. For now, we've lost them. Doesn't mean we can't get them back. But for now, they have completely abandoned us. All right? We'll do some more of these in a moment before we get to that. Are you looking to hire somebody? What a nightmare. It's such a pain. Nobody answers your call, or they do answer the call, then they don't show up for the interview, or they show up for the interview, and then they don't show up for the job. Oh, I hear all the horror stories. Why don't you stop chasing this around? You're not a hiring manager. You shouldn't be. You have a business to run. Let ZipRecruiter be your hiring manager. Let ZipRecruiter be your matchmaker. Let them go out, find the most interested people, the people who are active as we speak. They'll match you up. You'll have an interview. You'll have an interview tomorrow. Four out of five employers find a good candidate the first day. It's going to take me all summer. Not with ZipRecruiter. It's not. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse lets you try this for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Thursday. We got Selena Zito coming up 10 minutes from now. We'll talk to her about everything from Ohio Valley pizza to is manufacturing coming back? All kinds of things on tap for Selena Zito. That'll be a good time. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. The headline is, the heck? NASCAR suspends driver for using, quote, gay voice to poke fun at fellow racer. I'm not going to go into the story, but he's 22 years old. Apparently he used a gay voice. I'm not even sure exactly what that means.
We're going to blow the hell out of these people.
Oh, never. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for clearing that up. A little rude, I would say. I understand that, but look, it's the year 2026. We're going to go ahead and revert back to the year when dudes could talk like dudes with each other in whatever setting they wanted. You know, I realize that you dirty word police, you got like this 2-decade-long span there where you had to force dudes to only speak that way behind closed doors in whispers and things like that. But here, in the year 2026,
why are you gay?
We're bringing men back. What, Chris? What? Jesse, do you really like corn tortillas more than wheat tortillas? Wheat tortillas? I don't even know what a friggin' wheat tortilla is. Oh, he's talking about flour tortillas. No, corn tortillas are grainy garbage. And I actually have a huge complaint with the enchilada industry in this country. I was selling RVs before I took this job, and my first RV sales job was in the Dallas area, and it was actually in Denton, Texas, and they had this place that had the best enchiladas I've ever had in my entire life, La Milpa? I think it was a restaurant in a hotel, if I remember right. It was in a hotel. What, Chris? I can't remember everything, or it was in Mexican. Anyway, you know why their enchiladas were the best? Because they made them with flour tortillas. These corn tortillas are grainy and awful. I don't understand it. Jesse, are you ever Are you even hearing yourself complaining? Oh, this is about last night, about how I don't want to wash my car anymore. I don't want to bend over with the vacuum and stuff. Your car washing problem solves itself. You already own two car washing slaves who, incidentally, are the ones who trash your car in the first place. His name is Eric. I actually thought about this. My boys, James and Luke, why not just make them wash the car? Okay, that would make sense. It would make sense, but if I may, I don't know if you have sons or if you're planning on having sons, but you really don't understand how gross they are when they're young boys. You'll send them off to church camp or something like that, and they'll come back with a shampoo bottle after 3 or 4 days that has not been opened, completely full. Chris, I'm not making this up. They have a dirty clothes bag, speaking of church camp. You send them off. We started bringing Febreze for the drive home from church camp because the dirty clothes bag is so rancid when these little animals throw the dirty clothes bag in the back of the car. When they get to their rooms, Ob has to square this away all the time. When they start taking off clothes after practice, like Luke got home last night after track practice. So I go in to see him. I go in just to say hi. It's very obvious what happened. He got home after track practice. He needed to go take a shower. He walks in and took off his track clothes and just dropped them where they came off of his body. They're piled up. They're not even piled up. I'm sorry, that was wrong. Just strewn across the floor in a line on the way to the shower. And he walked out of the shower clean. And there are dirty socks in underwear that he's obviously either stepping on or hopefully at least stepping around. And it never occurred to him to bend down and pick it up and put it in the dirty clothes. What I'm saying is, let's say I made them wash my car. We make them do other chores, all kinds of chores around the house, but let's say I make them go wash my car. Do you think I'm going to get a satisfactory car back after I send them there? I'm telling you right now, if I gave them my keys, they would go wash my car, and then they would go pick up food and eat it in the car on the way. I guarantee they would. Chris, they do that stuff. I've had to threaten them with their lives to go back out to the car. They leave water bottles in the back. They'll bring food in the back. They can never get every fry in their mouths in the back. I have threatened them and threatened them and threatened them. Little girls aren't like this, okay? Little boys, I shouldn't say little boys, they're teenagers now, they're young men. They're disgusting. And absolutely disgusting. You can't have them wash things for you. You know what you do? You make them go out back and pick up dog poop, right? You make them do yard work. You make them, if you have something, a chair that needs to be assembled or something, you just pass them the box and say, go, do that. Cleaning is not something they're able to do well. They can't do it. It's not inside of them. I don't understand it. I do understand Selena Zito. She's going to talk to us about everything from pizza to manufacturing to the mood of the voters, and she's going to do it next.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Oh, the legendary Dean Martin. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Celine, I didn't know you were a Dean Martin fan.
Actually, Dean Martin is from Steubenville. You should know that.
Of course I know that. Did you know, Selena, that there is this little restaurant in Steubenville, Ohio? In fact, I think you and I have talked about this before. It's called Capri's, C-A-P-R-I. Yeah. They have like three things on the menu, meatball subs, Italian sausage subs.
Yeah.
They don't take credit cards. It's only cash.
Nope, cash only.
Cash only. They've been open since the 70s. It's legendary, family owned. It's so good that when my mom was in labor, my dad drove her to the hospital. I kid you not, it's a true story. He stopped at Capri's and got a sandwich on the way to the hospital when my mother was in labor. My mother will tell that story to this day.
As one does when you're from around the Ohio Valley, right? That sort of straddles Pennsylvania and Ohio. You can also get Steuben Valley or Steubenville or Ohio Valley pizza too.
Yeah, Selena, I'm gonna hand this one over to you. I've attempted to explain the greatness of this to people before, but these peasants who've never had it don't fully appreciate it. Ohio Valley Pizza, go.
Ohio Valley Pizza was created by DiCarlo. I'm going to forget his first name. World War II veteran stationed in Italy, comes back home. He sees these like pies that are made in Italy. You know, remember, pizza wasn't a thing in the 1940s, right? And he couldn't remember the recipe, but his family had a bakery. So he makes the pizza, and it has anchovies and sauce and cheese in it, and he bakes it. But he feels like something is missing, and I know this because I interviewed him. So he adds fresh grande cheese on top, which is like provolone and mozzarella, and it's cold. But there's already baked cheese and sauce and whatever you want on top. And the textures and the different temperatures and the flavor is just absolutely intoxicating. And if you get it to go, they basically give you a $20 bag of cheese to take with you, and which would, you know, and they don't charge you extra.
Yep. There's a place in Toronto, Ohio, where I grew up till I was 10 called Iggy's. I believe Iggy's is still there. Iggy's, oh, the best I've ever had. All right, Selena, that's enough of that. Now I'm starving. We have to talk about the country. Selena, I'm going to play something for you. It's really not freaking good, but listen to this.
Yeah, what about independence? Okay. You think this 41 points below water is bad? Take a look at independence. It's even worse. I mean, 60 points underwater when it comes to Trump and the cost of living among independents. Again, a record low.
We lost independence on the cost of living. Donald Trump won the presidency in part because of that. I shouldn't say we lost. We're behind with them right now. What needs to change?
I think what needs to change, look, here's the problem with what happened during COVID and after COVID with how Biden sort of comported the country, right? How he ran things. As prices go up, they never really go down unless it's gasoline and eggs. Outside of that, we're kind of stuck with it. So how do you then make the difference, right? How do you get people's pocketbooks to be where they were in 2019 as opposed to that sort of hole that it fell into between 2020 and now? Well, we had great success, actually. The country had great success with the cost of eggs and gasoline going down. However, the war in Iran has changed that, I would argue temporarily, but, you know, people don't have patience about gasoline. Other things, those prices are not going to go down. And that's just sort of the cost of doing business with bad politics. People aren't going to, you know, merchants aren't just going to start lowering prices. They just don't do that. And so how do you make the difference up? Well, a lot of that has to do with home buying, right? How do you get the interest rate down? How do you get predatory venture capitalists from buying homes and driving up the cost of homes in neighborhoods, right? Those are the things that you can do. And also with the tariffs. Now, I know that a lot of the tariffs were deemed illegal, but there's other ways. There's a plan B going on, and it's like an algebra problem, so don't ask me to explain it, almost like calculus. But, you know, those are the ways that you sort of prosecute attacking the costs. And you know, you just get out there and be honest with people. I mean, I always think that honesty works. People will cut you a break if you're like, look, this is how it is. We got to go around the rock because we can't go through the rock, and this is how we're going to fix it.
What are people happy with, Selena? Did the immigration raids, I know there were some rumors that some parts of the Trump White House thought the immigration raids were unpopular and there were rumors that back off the messaging on the whole thing. Were they unpopular?
No. What was unpopular was how Secretary of DHS, Kristi Noem, sort of made it a glamour event for her. It became about her. You always have to be on on situations like this that involve families that can have optics that can make people second guess their own core values, is you have to have someone up there that can tell the story effectively without turning people off. And there was a serious messaging problem coming from DHS. I think the best thing that has happened is not that she was bad or good at her job. The messaging was wrong. And when the messaging is wrong, you got to fix it. And so I think closing the border, people love it. Getting people out of your hometowns that have criminal records and, sort of shady dealings and drug trafficking, yes, everybody wants that out of their neighborhood. People have kids and grandkids and daughters and sisters and brothers and parents. Any one of them could be a victim any day. But you've got to have good messaging. And when Noem took over the messaging as opposed to the president, that became when it became sort of visually unpopular.
Selena, does the Rust Belt feel like manufacturing jobs are coming back? Is there a positive feeling in these towns?
Yes, absolutely. Manufacturing is coming back. I can't put it this way. I just wrote a really awesome story in Pittsburgh where a manufacturing facility just got a $72 million defense contract to repurpose and fix our Navy vessels. Like, these kinds of things are happening all over Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Indiana, right? The reshoring of our manufacturing is an undertold story, and I can't get everywhere to tell that story, but I'm really, really trying. People are happy. The wages are good. The benefits are good. It keeps them in their hometown, which then therefore it keeps them in their community, near their family, near the things that have meaning to them, and sort of reinforces that sense of place. But there's not a lot of people telling those stories.
Selena, I just can't ever get on board with the Pittsburgh fries on the sandwich thing. You know I love
either.
Pittsburgh. I don't get it. I never got it when I was a kid. I don't understand it.
Okay, here's why it happened. It was about the efficiency of handing over your sandwich. It started with the Manny Brothers. It was a diner that didn't open until 11 at night and closed at 8 in the morning. And it was for the men and women who got off work at the mill. When they would go and get their sandwiches, right, either during break or before work or after work, they were on time. You know, they had very little time to spare. So they threw everything on the sandwich, the coleslaw, the French fries, and then they wrapped it in newspaper. That's pretty gross, right?
Oh.
But that's how it started. And of course, everyone tries to then turn something into a gimmick. I am not a fan. This will probably take my Yinzer card away from me, but I'm not particularly a fan of all this French fries on everything. It's not my thing. French fries belong on the side with your hot dog. That's it.
I don't disagree. SelenaZito.com. Go sign up for her newsletter. Selena, I appreciate you as always. Just not a French fry. I mean, I like French fries. I don't eat them on a sandwich. What I do need is one more segment before we leave. Hang on.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show forever. I'm kidding. We haven't been fired. I'm going to be back tomorrow for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions in. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. And do remember this. You know what she was saying? Here's a translation.
I'm going to do my best to not use the O word because I find it pretty offensive. So I'm going to use fat bodied as we talk.
Okay.
Don't forget, we don't say obese. We don't say obesity anymore. When you're looking at your sister and she's yelling at you about voting for Trump, don't call her obese. It's offensive. Say, hey, fat body. That way she's not offended at all. Hey, Jesse, I'm sick of the TSA and the military and whoever else doesn't get a paycheck when Congress fails to fund them. If TSA doesn't get a paycheck, it should be an immediate, absolute, no exception shutdown. I'm not saying flights should stop. That's up to the airlines. But keeping people on the payroll and expecting them to work without pay is ridiculous and should stop now. I know you have, look, we've been talking a little bit about the warnings. I know you've seen things, maybe you've experienced it yourself, about the lines at the airport. So let me explain a little bit more of the nitty-gritty about what's actually happening, although it's pretty easy to explain. TSA is not getting a paycheck. I believe right now I know they've missed at least two, possibly three. I think maybe as of tomorrow it will be three. I don't remember. But I know they've missed two paychecks. So TSA agents who don't believe in working without pay, neither do I, neither should you, are calling in sick. They're not getting paid because Democrats have shut down the government. Democrats want DHS to be defunded so we can't deport any more Democrat voters. All right, you got it. Now, the major, major, major airports in the country, LAX, LaGuardia, honestly, Houston with George Bush, Chicago, O'Hare, the big, 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 big boys, they are still operating okay because they are such major hubs for the United States of America. TSA is making sure that whoever's showing up, they're showing up there to kind of, look, kind of keep the trains going, although it's planes, I realize that. But it's the second, third, fourth tier. The airports that are under those are the ones that are experiencing these 2-3 hour lines. Remember, I went to Los Angeles. 2 weeks ago? Whatever, Chris. I went to LA and I flew out of George Bush. It's this huge airport here in Houston. I had no line. None. There was no line. Walked right up, gone. I flew back out of LAX. Again, same thing, no line. And as I'm flying, I'm watching all these stories about these second and third tier airports where they're having these horrible lines. So, look, I hate to say it, but there's no good solution. It actually comes back to the immigration thing. You don't want to hear the Muslim call to prayer in New York City? Well, you have to mind immigration. If you want these kinds of things to stop happening, then you have to stop voting for Democrats. Democrats do this. Democrats did this on purpose. Democrats are trying to defund DHS so we can't deport foreigners. They are willing to defund TSA because they're part of that appropriations package. They're willing to defund TSA and destroy all your travel plans so their voters can stay in the country. That's just the way it is. And there's nothing else I can tell you. As long as this country continues to elect Democrats, Democrats are communists now, we are going to deal with what amounts to be terrorism from one of the two political parties. And until voters start punishing these people en masse, they're not going to change. They are the foreigner party. Their entire party has been handed to foreigners. They rely on foreigners. It's everything. It's part of the reason I switched to Pure Talk. I'm tired of watching the entire economy be handed to friggin' foreigners. I'm tired of picking up the phone and hearing a foreigner on the other end of the line. I want to hear to an American who speaks freaking English and understands me. I think the half English angers me more than no English. I'd rather get someone on customer service who says this than getting the hello, yeah, because he pretends to be listening, but he has this pre-programmed list of responses and he's not listening at all. But when I switch to Pure Talk, every time I have to talk to them, I get to speak to an American. I don't need Verizon. I don't need AT&T. I don't need T-Mobile because Pure Talk is here to save me money. A veteran-led company, Vietnam veteran, I should note. And they hire Americans. American jobs. That matters to me. And I hope it matters to you. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. It's time to switch to Pure Talk. #250 say Jesse Kelly.
And now
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Damning study of over a million kids finds myocarditis only in the vaccinated. People should go to prison for this, public trials for this, as they force that into the arms of how many children in this country? U.S. mulls lifting sanctions on Iranian oil at sea despite war on Tehran. The Trump administration is hyper aware that gas prices can sink this administration and therefore the country really quickly. So they're going to be taking steps like this to try to mitigate things. Trump draws gasps with shocking Pearl Harbor quip in front of Japanese PM over Iran's surprise attack. Oh, please. It was funny. We're all used to it by now. Hegseth confirms Pentagon is seeking $200 billion in additional funding for the Iran war. Oh, man, that's quite a number. You know what else is quite a number? 24 hours. That's how long you have to wait before Ask Dr. Jesse Friday gets here. And I will talk to you then. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
About something about a comedic tone.
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.